Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
617 News Radio Right Now, 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, I should say. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this New Year's Day. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. As you know, we've been covering the terrorist situation over in New Orleans. We're learning more about the mass casualty event. In the easy, police saying a driver went around a police barricade. I did see the video footage because I was mentioning, why weren't the barricades up?
You asked about that.
Well, they're obviously, the way I saw it on the roll from Fox, it looks like this this guy, he was in a white pickup truck, went around on the sidewalk the police car that was in front of the barricade. So that we didn't see that. That's what, you know, I was saying, well, where's the barricade? It looked like it was sheltered by the police car. Anyway, he went around. He was up on the sidewalk, coming around the corner, getting onto Bourbon off a canal. Just crazy. We're following it, Superintendent of Police Ann Kilpatrick has more to say.
It is a very tragic situation for me to tell you that we know we have 10 people that this man killed on Bourbon Street.
Okay, and once again, FBI is currently investigating this horrible, horrific event. And they are urging not only the people of New Orleans, but the media of New Orleans, don't overjudge this case. It's in the preliminary stages. Don't project anything. You don't know anything is what they're saying. And they're absolutely right.
Absolutely. And since it's already about 619 here, we'll go ahead and get traffic and weather out of the way. This traffic and weather update brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that's PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads, they're looking clear. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Going to be kind of chilly this evening. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 44.
619 News Radio 92.3. There are a lot of unhappy kids today. Let me tell you, kids in Florida may not be so celebrating as the adults today, as a new law seeks to keep them off social media. Fox's Eben Brown has more.
A new Florida law comes on the books today prohibiting kids younger than 14 from holding their own social media accounts. Kids age 14 or 15 will need to have their parents officially give permission for a social media platform to allow that child to have an account. However, the law won't be enforced just yet. A tech industry consortium is suing the state of Florida on First Amendment grounds and is wanting a temporary injunction. And while the judge has not yet ruled on that, Florida's attorney general is agreeing to hold off any acts against social media companies hosting kids' accounts. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Alrighty, 620 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, had a pretty upsetting fireworks incident taking place in Hawaii. A lot of casualties involved with that. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at getheartchecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson,
candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Ma, I've been meaning to talk to you about some new COVID information I saw online.
Uh-huh.
I read that 3 out of 4 adults in the United States have a high risk factor for severe COVID-19. And Black folks like us with certain conditions like diabetes, heart disease, mental health conditions, or being 50 and older are at high risk.
Boy, you sound like a commercial.
I'm just saying. I know you love your ginger teas and essential oils, but remember, there are treatment options for COVID-19.
I promise if I get sick again, I'll call my doctor to ask about my options.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Someone told me you were cool.
Everybody, I'm 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Do you watch a lot of Netflix? Do you have Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Squid Game Season 2 has set a Netflix premiere week viewing record. Did you know what Squid Game is?
Yes, I was watching it just the other day.
Okay, Michelle Polino has more on the story.
The second season of Squid Game is giving first season ratings vibes. The Netflix Korean hit drama drew a record high number of views over its opening weekend. The streamer says its internal numbers show season two racking up 68 million views worldwide in the 4 days after its December 26 premiere. That beats the previous record set by the series Wednesday in November of 2022 at 50.1 million views. Season one was a huge hit for Netflix. It tallied 265.2 million views over its 91 days. Season two is already a little more than 25% of the way to that total. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads. It's been a pretty safe evening, so thank you for being safe on the roads out there. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 61, low of 44. Sunny, mostly clear, and all-around beautiful Thursday.
Okay, today, approximately 1 million taxpayers are eligible to receive special payments, up to $1,400 from the IRS. Now, the IRS is distributing $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns. So some lucky folks getting some extra bucks here. The incoming Trump administration, while we're talking money here, could take hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants away from sanctuary states and counties that refuse to cooperate with ICE. We've heard about this, and it's on the way.
Securing America.
You may not live in a sanctuary state or county, but you still pay places like California and New York to incarcerate their criminal aliens through a program called SCAP. The State Criminal Alien Assistance Program is $230 million of taxpayer money given each year to states and counties to cover some of their costs for incarcerating illegal immigrants convicted of crimes. California gets $63 million a year, New York $18 million. Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies says that's absurd.
it's hypocritical for them to, with one hand, hold out their hand for federal funding to help pay for the costs of criminal aliens, and with the other hand, block ICE from the jailhouse door.
It's a program the incoming Trump administration is likely to eliminate for places that also block federal ICE agents from deporting criminal migrants. William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Alrighty, I mentioned this before the break. At least two people are dead and 22 injured in Honolulu in what police are calling a fireworks incident. Honolulu EMS says the incident happened early today. Police, fire, and EMS crews were reportedly on the scene providing care and security, and further details about the incident have not yet been released.
627 News Radio 92.3, the Japan-America Society. Big event coming up here. 31st Annual Japanese New Year Celebration happening on Saturday, January 25th. This will be at the right place. The event includes performances by the taiko drummers, the Japanese dancing, martial arts, music, food vendors, and cultural displays. Always a great event. Coming up on Saturday, January 25th. And public domain for 2025 is turning into a treasure trove for an inspiring artist. Michelle Polino has more.
Popeye the Sailor, with his bulging biceps and spinach-loving smile, enters the public domain in 2025, as does the boy reporter with dots for eyes and hair like a golden ocean wave known as Tintin. These classic comic characters come out of the intellectual property space. The two first appeared in 1929. They can now be used and repurposed without permission, as do some works of American literature, like William Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury, Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms, as well as John Steinbeck's first novel, A Cup of Gold, as do the first sound films from legends Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, and amazing music from Fats Waller, Cole Porter, and George Gershwin. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ooh, those are some names.
Yeah, a stacked lineup there. And here locally, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office responded to some online backlash related to their new chaplains unit this week. They announced a new unit last week, posted a photo, but it turns out a volunteer in the photo turned out to be a registered sex offender named Charles Martin.
Yeah.
Records show that he was convicted of the sexual battery of a minor in Escambia County back in 1989. The Sheriff's Office deleted their original post and have since confirmed that Martin is no longer serving on the chaplain's unit. The Sheriff's Office says Martin was never an employee of the Sheriff's office, but had volunteered at the jail for around 8 years. The new chaplain's unit is designed to provide emotional support and spiritual guidance to deputies.
That comes under the oops category.
Yeah.
On that side, Christmas tree disposal, probably getting your attention today. In Escambia County, you can recycle your tree by placing it curbside on yard collection day. County also offering recycling sites for tree disposal east of the Summit Boulevard recycling site, East Maxwell Street, Bill Gregory Park, and monitored recycling drop-off sites. Now, in Santa Rosa County, you can drop the tree off at the J Transfer Station at the Central Landfill. Very nice landfill, may I add. We talked about that a couple of times. Pace Fire Rescue, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp, and the Tiger Point Recreational Area. County authorities ask that you remove any decorations on that tree before you do drop them off. Very important, because those ornaments really mess up the machinery back at the site.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. More details in the investigation into the deadly truck crash in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Fox's Madison Scarpino is in the Big Easy.
The FBI believes that the 42-year-old suspect did not act alone. They're asking for the public's help to identify anything about the suspect or any other potential suspects as well. We know that the Sugar Bowl that was set to happen has now been postponed for 24 hours.
At least 15 people were killed. Authorities are now investigating the Tesla Cybertruck explosion that happened in front of Trump Tower in Vegas as a potential terror attack. Metro Police Department Sheriff Kevin McCahill.
We're looking for secondary devices. We're taking it slow, and we are going to make sure that we remain safe in our community.
The explosion killed one person and injured seven others. For now, police don't believe it's related to the attack in New Orleans. America's listening to Fox News.
Your money now. Big Lots, which filed for bankruptcy protection in September, has reached a deal that will keep hundreds of its stores open. Big Lots said it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, who will then transfer Big Lots stores, distribution centers, and assets to other retailers. President-elect Donald Trump has urged the Supreme Court to pause implementation of a law that would ban popular social media app TikTok or force its sale. arguing he could pursue a political resolution once he takes office. The highest court is set to hear arguments on January 10th. It's official. Wicked has pulled ahead of Mamma Mia to become the top-grossing film based on a Broadway musical. Wicked has grossed just over $634 million worldwide since it opened late last month. Mamma Mia grossed just over $611 million worldwide following its 2008 release. The stock market is closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry...
I'm Jordy Mack with a Sports Minute. Sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. I envy the tour's PGA players. This weekend, it's the Sentry at Plantation Courts in Kapalua with a star-studded field of 60, including the defending champion, Chris Kirk. Note to him, take advantage of the fact that the best player on the planet, Scottie Scheffler, is out with surgery on his hand. I'm Jordy Mack.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This new year, get started on your next success with University of Maryland Global Campus. Classes start January 8th. Apply now and save with no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid classes while giving you a head start on 2025. Earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Gonna tell that Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a music, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. New Year's Day, 2025. Boy, does that have a ring to it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It freaks me out thinking this is 2025. It's intimidating. Oh, my goodness. Florida residents today gained the ability to sue local governments for not enforcing a statewide ban on public camping. We've been talking about this thing for months. House Bill 1365, the camping ban, holds municipalities responsible for ensuring that people don't sleep overnight on their streets, in their parks, or any other public place. Florida's population of unsheltered homeless people has ballooned by more than 43%. Of those, 30% are over the age of 55, one of the fastest growing homeless demographics, alongside families and children, two of the categories that are just shocking. And just, you know, especially families and people over 55, they work all their lives, they put into the system.
Right.
Then they're homeless. Mm. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, just not good at all.
Hold on. Let's see if I can brighten some moods here.
Those are just the realistic things going on, you know?
Yeah, since we typically devote this time to our sports segment anyway, I'll give a bit of a rundown of how the college football quarterfinal matchups have been going. Starting with last night, we saw Penn State pull away from Boise State 31-14, so that underdog story died. But as for today, we actually had a great game earlier today. Texas beating Arizona State. That's the 5 beating the 4. 39-31 in double overtime in the Peach Bowl. Double-digit comeback late in the game for Arizona State there. Texas missed an easy field goal, or at least what was supposed to be one, as time expired to send it to OT, and then they just kind of went back and forth in overtime. Texas scoring easy in the second OT, and Arizona State eventually throwing an interception. As for the game going on right now, 4 minutes to go into third quarter. Ohio State has the ball, knocking on the door of Oregon's 40-yard line. They are up on the Ducks 34-15. They were up 34-0, so the Ducks are going in the right direction, albeit slowly but surely. And then the last quarterfinal game is number 7 Notre Dame taking on number 2 Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. That was supposed to be getting underway at 7:45 this evening, but because of the attack in New Orleans this morning, that has been postponed. ESPN telling us it will get underway tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Okay, and following that game tomorrow, it'll be the Gator Bowl over in Jackson. And Duke and Ole Miss will go at it right after the game in New Orleans.
Yeah, and you know, I want that to be a good game. It's probably not going to be. I've got Ole Miss winning that by double digits. They're currently favored officially by 17 because I think it's going to be a matter of a quarterback mismatch. There already was one, but Jackson Dart is playing for the Rebels tomorrow. Duke, I believe, without Malik Murphy. So it's just going to be probably a pretty unflattering game.
Okay, just watching to see if Jackson Dart is actually going to show up for that game in terms of performance-wise.
Yeah, if we get Georgia, you know, the Jackson Dart that we saw against Georgia, right, when they beat the Bulldogs 28-10, I can only imagine he had a statistically decent game there. That's great. But if we see what we saw late in that Florida game, Ole Miss may be in a dog match here.
Okay, 640, News Radio 92.3. The Ice Flyers fell to Macon Tuesday 4-3. Good guys return to the home ice Friday against Birmingham. Get ready for a Big Cars Pixar promo night. Puck dropping 7:05, and they'll do it in the Bay Center.
And Dallas police investigating a high-dollar burglary of a car belonging to Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's fiance. Somebody burglarized Sarah Jane Ramos's car while she was in a Pilates class last Thursday. She reportedly hurried inside to get out of the rain and forgot to lock the car. The thief got away with handbags and wallets from Gucci, Chanel, Prada, and Louis Vuitton, plus computer software and cash, totaling about $40,000 in value. What all that was doing in her car, God only knows. She was soon alerted that somebody was using her credit cards as well.
That Prada purse alone probably is the value of a house.
I mean, my goodness, it's just with all those name brand stuff, it sounded like she just had it just to have it.
She's having fun.
Good for her.
She's just
minus the getting burglarized.
Girls just want to have fun, man. Come on.
And Cindy did say it best.
She's doing it the right way. Ferris Hill, let me just remind you, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton opening right now as a cold weather shelter for the homeless and heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay in that shelter must arrive 6:30 to 8:30 this evening. And if you're going to bring a pet, it has to be a service animal. And while we're kind of talking about cold weather here, cold temps return. And remember the four P's: pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep those pets indoors. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave the faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. And it is a very good idea to cover outdoor plants. And if you have potted plants, pick them up and bring them inside.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned pipes because I've got a good segue here. Ukrainian officials are shutting down a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Europe. The transnational pipeline was shut down this morning after Ukraine refused to renew an agreement that allowed for Russian gas to move through its territory. Ukraine Energy Minister Herman Gulashenko called today's move a historic event and said Russia is losing markets and will suffer financial losses. Russian energy company Gazprom has issued a statement confirming that it was no longer sending gas from Siberia to Europe through the pipeline.
A lot of changes in Washington, you know, as President-elect Trump will be bringing in his people to head up the different offices. Ranking member of the House Agricultural Committee has lost his leadership role, and Fox's Chad Pergram has more from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Democratic Georgia Representative David Scott just lost his bid to retain his slot as the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee. He's been absent for much of the past year due to health concerns. An aide pushed Scott in a wheelchair near the House steps of the Capitol recently. It's one of the most public places in all of Washington. Politico photographer Francis Chung snapped pictures of the lawmaker. Scott then upbraided Chang. Quote, "Who gave you the right to take my picture, blank hole," thundered Scott. First of all, Scott is a member of Congress. He's at the Capitol. And the U.S. Capitol, especially the outside walkways, are exceedingly public places. And anyone can take a photo of anyone at any time there. The scene turned ugly with an aide asking for which outlet Chung worked and threatening to phone an editor. He argued that the news photographer had no right to take such photos. After Scott declined to step down as the top Democrat on the Agriculture Committee, Democrats Jim Costa of California and Angie Craig of Minnesota ran against Scott for that post, with Craig prevailing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
I mentioned this last hour, the Treasury Department imposing sanctions on Russia and Iran for trying to interfere with U.S. elections. The sanctions announced on Tuesday are against certain entities who are accused of using AI to spread false information. Those entities include members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Russia's military intelligence agency. Spokesperson for the Treasury Department says the governments of Iran and Russia have sought to divide the American people through targeted disinformation campaigns, and that the U.S. will remain vigilant against adversaries who would undermine our democracy.
With the holiday season now behind us, it might be time to consider losing that Christmas tree, and I'm talking about a real Christmas tree. Arson investigators confirm as trees dry out, they tend to become more and more flammable. In the U.S., about 36% of Christmas tree fires are ignited in January. 41% of those fires were caused by electrical lighting equipment. About 20% were lit up by light bulbs or lamps, and 11% were sparked by candles. Above all, trees should be discarded when they start to dry out and placed safely away from any flammable structures, no matter what they say is, oh, you can leave them up till January 6th. If they're dry, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Push them out the door.
Yeah. Well, what purpose is it serving at that point anyway?
It's dangerous at that point.
The World Health Organization urging China to share its coronavirus data related to the start of the pandemic. This is something that's been kind of bobbing in and out of the spotlight throughout this week so far. The organization, in a statement this week, says without transparency, sharing, and cooperation among countries, the world cannot adequately prevent and prepare for future epidemics and pandemics. Some scientists think COVID transferred from animals to humans, but others suspect that it may have escaped from a lab in China. China in the past has rejected that lab theory, but the country has not responded to the World Health Organization's request.
6:45, News Radio 92.3. Well, kind of getting away from the holidays here. Yeah, they are kind of just a fond memory now, but are you thinking about throwing away those greeting cards? Well, Fox's Hillary Barsky has tips on how you can actually reuse them. Here's saving you money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. So you have collected greeting cards from what seems to be every occasion throughout the year. You feel it's wasteful to toss them, but at the same time, you feel you don't need the clutter. Well, you can always donate them. Many facilities, including schools and daycare centers, could potentially use them for arts and crafts projects and other purposes. Or you can get creative and save money by making placemats out of them or turning them into gift tags. You can make longer cards into bookmarks by punching a small hole in a long rectangular piece of card and adding a ribbon and give them as gifts. And why spend money for note paper when you can use the blank area of the card for notes or use the paper for making lists? Or cut out your favorite scenes, say from your Christmas cards, attach a ribbon, and create one-of-a-kind ornaments. Being creative with your greeting cards can perhaps save you some money in the long run. Saving Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
You know, I was surprised at the cost of I gave some greeting cards this holiday season. They, have you seen the price on cards? At, like, go to the Hallmark, I'm just using Hallmark card store or wherever, Walmart, wherever you go. Flip that sucker over and look in the back of it and see the price of those things.
It's a cutthroat business,
man. I paid
$10.98
for a card.
How much?
$10.98.
Oh, man.
During the holidays. And I hope you enjoyed the card.
A tycoon's game. Just past 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not too much going on the roads. That's how it's been all evening. Thank you for staying safe out there if you are traveling this evening. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 44. You know, Chris, I wanted to touch on this just to give you a bit of a quick score update. 43 seconds left in the third quarter. Ohio State has the ball, and they are up 41-15. After scoring that touchdown to go back up by 26, Oregon was actually, they were held to a punt, or excuse me, they were held to a fourth down, and they decided to punt. I find that very questionable at this point. I don't know why. I, at this point, I would just be desperate to try to keep the game alive. But it looks like Oregon may have thrown in the towel.
Okay, I'd have been gone by the half.
You were literally saying at halftime, it's 34-8, don't give up. And now you're just like, you know what? I would have given up. I'd have been out of there.
Well, I didn't know it was going into fourth at that score.
So. Now going into the fourth, it looks like 41-15.
Okay. Number of states welcomed in the new year with a minimum wage hike for hourly workers. Florida was one of those states, by the way. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
21 states will raise their hourly minimum wages effective today. Washington State will jump to $16.66 an hour, California just behind that at $16.50 an hour. Michigan is enacting two hikes this year, rising now to $10.56 hourly. Attorney Mark Brewer represents Michigan's tipped workers. He says the increase means
these workers won't have to rely on tips to live.
Michigan's minimum wage will rise again nearly $2 next month. Minnesota will see a big jump to $11.13 an hour from as low as $8.83. 20 states are still at the federal minimum, $7.25 an hour. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Chris, are you much of a coffee drinker?
No, I'm not.
Really?
No, occasionally, yeah.
I'm an occasionally guy, too.
But no, not on every day. I got to have a cup of coffee. No.
Well, apparently, a new study shows that drinking coffee is closely tied to a certain bacterium that has a role in gut health. Researchers in the study published in Nature Microbiology analyzed gut microbiome data from more than 22,000 people across the U.S. and the U.K. The results show a certain bacterium was significantly more prevalent and abundant in coffee drinkers compared to non-coffee drinkers. Authors of the study say by IDing a direct link, the study provides a new framework for understanding how diet impacts gut health.
I believe the $5 amount for a cup of coffee kind of steered me away from that.
Yeah, you've mentioned Starbucks before. You've name-dropped them.
The $5, yeah. Just a little bit expensive there when the coffee cost about a nickel or something like that. Community Health Northwest Florida launching a new program for pregnant women. They're doing some good stuff over there. The Baby Bucks program allows women to get the support and services needed for a healthy pregnancy. Now, this is a very important story. The program is designed to encourage pregnant women to keep their vital prenatal checkups. Keeping those appointments can be tricky at best. If you want more information about this, getting some tips, visit healthcarewithinreach.org.
All righty, 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a bit more details on what we've been touching on earlier this hour regarding some of the new laws that we will now be living by in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for that.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager for ADX Communications. Here's to a brand new year filled with joy, success, and endless possibilities. Happy New Year, and let's make this year unforgettable. Cheers to health, happiness, and chasing our dreams in 2025. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Sarah, the company coordinator, and here's to a wonderful 2025.
Hello, this is Howard Seaton, marketing consultant, wishing everyone a happy and prosperous new year.
Happy New Year!
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We were talking extensively about the what looks like a terrorist attack, or at least a mass casualty event that took place in New Orleans. People killed by somebody who drove a truck into the Bourbon Street Revelers this morning. The mixed messaging that came out of the city of New Orleans and the confusing messaging that left more questions than answers. But we'll certainly learn more in our prayers are for all of the people surrounding that, including those who are attending the football game. You can listen at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Little Siggy Stardust, for you this afternoon. This is Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Little David Bowie.
Yes.
Nice stuff there. When I was young, I really didn't know the whole... I just knew David Bowie was a rock star, okay? So I went into this haircutting place, and I said to the lady, I'd like a David Bowie haircut. She cut all my dadgum hair off. She did. I said, what did you do? She said, you wanted a David Bowie haircut. There you go.
He was different.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's one way to put it.
Oh, yes. You were touching on this earlier, and I just want to kind of expand on it a little bit here. A fireworks explosion in Honolulu has killed injuring 20 people. Fox's Deborah Valentine has more from the Big Island.
Honolulu's fire department said in a statement that the explosion happened just before midnight, New Year's Eve, outside of a Honolulu area home. Emergency medical services in Honolulu says the two people killed were declared dead at the scene, and those injured were taken to area hospitals. The fire department said it was investigating the cause of the blast and had no details about how the accident occurred. It also said there was no fire at the home. The victims were not immediately identified. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour and for this evening. Let's see. Roads are looking good, as they have throughout the entire afternoon. Thank you for being safe out there. As for the weather, 53 degrees right now, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Thursday. Sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 61 and a low of 44.
Yeah, have you noticed the days are getting longer?
Yes.
Spring is coming. It's creeping closer.
Hey,
daylight savings time beginning Sunday, March 9th. Are we rushing this or what?
It feels like it, but it's not really in our control. Days are just flying by.
That's all right. The school holiday break just about over. Teachers returning to work on Monday. Students back in that classroom on Tuesday. And the parents are going, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, well, I always hear, it's like that Christmas song talking about it. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
I mean to tell you.
Oh, wow.
Been there, done that one, man. You got it coming.
Did you look forward to, like, the kids go back to school?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Are you kidding me? No, but simply because it throws your routine off.
Yeah, that is true.
As a parent.
That's true.
That's the only reason. You love your kids. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying.
I never liked them.
But as a routine, you know, because listen, those holidays can be expensive in terms of child care, things like that.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to plan for this thing. So, you know, school's back in. Go ahead, parents. Give me a big smile. I know you're happy about this.
Getting back to normalcy.
There you go.
All right, mentioned this before the break. The new year, meaning we have some new laws to live by in Florida. One punishes those who interfere with a first responder while on duty and prevents them from doing their job. You may have heard us talk about this one in passing yesterday. Under Senate Bill 184, violators will be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor that could come with 60 days in jail. There's also House Bill 3, which bans kids under 14 from using social media apps like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. On top of that, adult websites may require users to prove that they're at least 18.
And speaking of that word prove, let me just kind of expand on that one. If you remember President-elect Trump was running against Kamala Harris, he says one of his major things was, on day one, the Ukraine-Russian war will be over. We will fix that. Well, let me just kind of step back here a second. The Kremlin is now saying today it's already rejecting a reported peace plan from President-elect Trump to end the war in the Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Russia's foreign minister says the Kremlin is not happy with proposals made by the incoming Trump administration, reporting to leaks of a plan that would suspend NATO membership for Ukraine for at least 20 years and position European peacekeepers in the country. No deal has been announced by American officials. In an interview with Russia's state-run TASS news agency, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov blamed NATO expansion for the Russian invasion. President-elect Trump has said he can quickly end the war, telling Time magazine there is an advantage for both sides. He also said he strongly disagreed with the Biden administration's decision allowing Ukraine to fire U.S.-supplied weapons into Russia. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Speaking of how some of these political figures are speaking today, President Biden says he's grateful for the brave and swift response from local law enforcement in New Orleans. He said his Homeland Security team briefed him on the deadly incident that saw a truck plow through a crowd on Bourbon Street and that he has directed his team to ensure every resource is available for the city. You may have also heard Biden addressing the nation directly or just at the top of this hour. But meanwhile, President-elect Trump says New Orleans has his full support after the attack. And on Truth Social, he said the crime rate in our country is at a level never seen before.
Yeah, we had breaking news on News Radio 92.3 tonight. At the top of the hour, we did carry President Biden's speech to the country in reference to the massacre and the terrible event of things unfolding earlier this morning over in New Orleans, the terrorist attack. We're going to find out more as the days progress. I can tell you this, but one thing I can rest assured and tell you, tomorrow's Pensacola Morning with Andrew McKay. He kicks it off at 5, and he'll have the latest information on what happened in New Orleans and moving forward, what's going to be done. I know the FBI is urging a lot of media and people, do not project your feelings about, personal feelings about this, your opinion. They said it's not time for opinionated performances.
Right.
It's they're trying to get this case really to move forward in a positive genre. And they just say, hold on, be patient, and we'll figure this thing out. Tomorrow morning, Andrew will have it for you. 5 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I remember when we had that DeMar Hamlin situation between the Bills and Bengals. That player almost lost his life on the field.
Sure.
And guys like Skip Bayless and Bart Scott got in trouble for the stuff they were saying. And it's like, because you're trying too hard to have an opinion right after an event. Not everything needs an opinion. But I will say this, because this is nothing but fact. 12 minutes to go in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State beating Oregon 41-15 still.
Okay, Austin, thank you so much. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Have a great evening.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.